My guest at this time is retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon. He is now a radio talk show host based in Jerusalem. And we want to get his personal insights as well as his sense of how the Israeli people are reacting to the news of a major exchange, the Israeli government agreeing to the release of over 1,000 Palestinian prisoners, many of them terrorists, in exchange for Israeli Defense Forces soldier Gilad Shalit, who has been imprisoned by Hamas since 2006. And General Ben-Oon, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for calling me.
As you well know, there are two very different positions on this issue. Some say releasing terrorists is never a good idea, even if it is for the safe return of a soldier. Others say, you know, there, of course, is this commitment to soldiers, especially in a country where military service is mandatory, to do everything possible to bring them home safely. What's your position as a former commander of troops?
Well, absolutely, you are right, the way you give the picture of the conflict. Both answers are right. We have commitment to our soldiers to bring them back home anytime, any place. And on the other end, this is a blackmail. A terrorist group actually blackmailed the state of Israel and forced Israel to release more than 1,000 terrorists in order to bring back this soldier back home. Most of the Israelis are actually supporting that step because the value of bringing back soldier home is important in the state of Israel. Bear in mind that being a soldier in the Israel army, it's compulsory. You don't volunteer to the army. Every mother, you know, loves her child and every father, but when he goes for 3 years, we pray that he'll come back home safe. And that's what happened with Sergeant Gilad Shalit. All of us in Israel look at him as is our own private soldier. So it's a question of happiness now, but we still remember the price, and the price is very, very painful.
So you agree then with the majority of Israelis that this was the right thing to do?
Yes, absolutely. We have so many circles of violations of violence in this area in the Middle East. As you know, we don't live in a very good neighborhood. This time of the year, that's the time to bring him back home. And after five and a half years in the hands of the Hamas, those radical Muslim group in the Gaza, it's a time that he will go back home. And I hope that those 1,000 terrorists who are going back to their homes will, in a way, bring message of peace and message of ceasefire and will not continue in their terrorist activities. In any way, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said today, if one of those terrorists will go back to his previous activities, he will be dead. So I believe we all determined in our wish that maybe this move will open a new chapter in the Middle East now.
Let's follow up on a couple of other points that you mentioned. First of all, you said that Israel was essentially blackmailed. Do you mean simply that the Hamas demanded over 1,000 prisoners in exchange for Shalit, or do you believe there was blackmail in some other way?
Well, the blackmail is first for the exchange of the soldier, but I'm a little bit optimistic about the Hamas because they understand that even they don't recognize the state of Israel, they don't recognize the right of the Jewish people to live in this area, the fact that they have kind of negotiations with the state of Israel, with the Jewish state of Israel, directly or through mediators, Egyptians and Germans, the end of the day, Hamas actually dealt with the state of Israel and released this soldier. I said blackmail because we felt that this is not the way to do, to murder civilians and innocent people and then to kidnap a soldier and try to exchange murderers for a soldier. But I said I'm optimistic because from the history of that area, sometimes such kind of move maybe can change the ideas in the head of the families that they got back their terrorists back home, and they will influence the regime to go back maybe in the future to the negotiation table instead to the battlefield.
You mentioned that Prime Minister Netanyahu said that if any of these prisoners who are being released return to terrorist activities, especially towards Israel, that they will be dead. Do you believe that any of these or a lot of these will return to terrorist activities?
Well, they know that all of them are the Israeli supervision in a way, intelligence information and other information, and it's better for them not to do anything like that. But I can't promise you what will be, and I cannot predict what they will do. In the history relationship between Israel and the Palestinians, we had so many terrorists who went back to do their murder things, but there are only also some people who quit from terrorist activities. For example, in the old city of Jerusalem, when I walk inside on the way to the Jewish quarter, to the Muslim quarter, with my friends, with tourists and others, I meet sometime a guide, a Palestinian Muslim Arab guide who takes other groups inside the old city. And I shake his hands, and I remember that he spent more than 15 years in Israeli jail when he was a terrorist under the umbrella of the Fatah. And when he left the prison, the Israeli prison, he became a guide, and he is, in a way, a peace lover. So there are examples of terrorists who became guides and other ordinary citizens in the Palestinian Authority, and I hope those Hamas guys who left the Israeli prison will follow them.
What's the next step to suggest whether or not your optimism is well-founded? What would be another sign of at least some sort of cooperation or some other progress, and what would be a sign that things are back to usual?
Well, as I told you, Israel, through mediator Egyptians and Germans and other Europeans, opened kind of direct or indirect negotiations with the Hamas regime. And I think that if those secret negotiations were not linked to the press, you wouldn't know any details about those meetings, will continue, maybe we'll find a new route for better and quiet relationship in this area. But again, I cannot promise you that. Bear in mind that the Fatah, headed by Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah, they are not so happy by the fact that the Hamas was the key player in this exchange, and the way they draw all the attention to the Hamas instead of to the Fatah. So Abu Mazen is a little bit in a problem. In one hand, he has to support that move, but in the other end, he know that the Hamas took all the headlines. So, again, complicated story, and I don't know what will be the future, but I hope from the past that maybe it will be a new chapter in the area.
We'll certainly be following it. General, as always, sir, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much for calling me, and shalom from Jerusalem.
Retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oh, now a radio talk show host, as you heard, joining us from Jerusalem today. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.